Welcome to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. This is your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. It is October 20th, 2020. And I've been doing a lot of soul searching and a lot of inner work and just trying to figure out my direction and where I want to take things, where I want to go with my current circumstances. And this podcast has been something I've always wanted to do, get my thoughts out there in long form, share my thoughts with people, have genuine conversations, like really peeling back the layers of ourselves. I think we spend too much time in our day-to-day lives wearing that mask and not one of physical manifestation, but that mental blockage that we all have. And we'll get into that later in the episode, but I just feel like it's time for us as people and the generation that we're leading to strip ourselves of the weights that we've put on ourselves from the past. And that's gonna be a lot about what I'm talking about today. So in the direction of the podcast, like I'm just finally deciding, no matter what happens, I'm gonna release an episode every week. And I'm going to try to make it on the same day so that it can kind of get a routine for people. So, you know, if anyone does want to listen or follow my story and follow my thoughts, like it can be more constructive for everyone. So I'll announce probably next week. I'll release next week the podcast on the day of the week that it's going to be. I'm almost thinking like a Monday or Tuesday, something earlier in the week, you know, like right off the weekend. You know, everyone had their weekend experience. Now they're kind of back in the daily grind and they're looking for something to kind of push them to Wednesday or Thursday to where it's Friday Junior. So I'm definitely going to try to work through the weekend. Plus all the stories that usually come out are on the weekend when nothing's being really reported and going through. So that's kind of my thoughts on that. Looking Monday or Tuesday every week, most likely Tuesdays. That way I can have everything by Monday, record the episode, and then get more in depth with a little production or a little bit of advertising and stuff like that. So that being said, I mean, there's a lot to talk about right now, not just politically, but just spiritually, and even more than that, just the normalcy of life. You know, I believe truly that there's just different levels of our existence that people see. And depending on your mind state and the things you've done and the way you think, your perception of our reality is custom built by you. Not like you can edit the terrain or manipulate matter or anything even far off like that, but just the simple basics of the way you see something, the way you think about things is changeable. You know, like there's been people in terrible situations and experienced horrific loss and all kinds of just dark moments in their lives, but they've been able to move forward and push for better times because of the state of mind that they're in. And if anything, like the war that's going on today is more of the mind. You know, with misinformation, with bad reporting, with clickbait news, with money being the focus of everything in the world that we live in today, I feel like it's been super easy for these people who are controlling the media, who are investing in the negativity of the world, who aren't trying to bring light and comfort to people, are winning because they're creating an environment in which that thrives. So for us as people, as regular everyday people who want the simple things in life, who just want to be happy, who want to be able to get by, who want to just live a decent life, like nothing extravagant, nothing large, nothing in the limelight, just some normalcy, I think we need to take that in our own hands and excuse ourselves from the table when the arguments start. You know, the only way for us to collectively live in peace is to first have our own and then do our damnedest to share that with anyone else that we come across. And a lot of the things that I think we need to work through is our perception of money, our perception of love, companionship, our perception of success, the way we think about our place in the world, our purpose, and all the unanswered questions that we carry with us day to day. I truly believe that with time and with patience for yourself, all the things you tend to externalize to others, all the breaks you give people in your life outside of you, I don't feel like we're easy enough on ourselves. And that's caused huge amounts of depression, anxiety, restlessness, insomnia, doubt, and all these things that are just this cloud around us that we perceive someone else made for us or someone else has put upon us. But in reality, it's our job to use our self-esteem and our self-worth and trust within ourselves to make something better. And I'll give this as an example. You know, we have sports stars, music artists, politicians, engineers, astronomers, people we look up to, people we give our power to. You know, we give our time, we give our money to these people, these companies, you know, whether it be clothing or shoes or cars or makeup, food. There's always like some tribal style commitment to the brands and the products we endorse. And you can amplify that same example to everything you do in life. You know, if you have a boss at work or a friend in your life or a parent, usually you get upset, triggered, or let down because you gave them something and they either mishandled it or they didn't do what you wanted with it. But we have to accept that once you give something to someone, it's their free will to maintain it or to use it in any way they see fit. And that's when we have to talk about the discussion of who are we externalizing our power, our time, our energy to? Because if those people that you're giving your time, energy, power to are not refilling your pitcher after you pour them a glass, you're running yourself on empty with no way to fill it. You know, you can be the biggest reservoir in the world, but if you let the floodgates open and there's no rain coming, you will lay barren. And we have to just accept that we live in a world of people who only want to take from our pitchers. There's always that one guy in the bar who never buys drinks, who never contributes, who always wants to just be a leech on the backs of his friends or her friends. You know, the girl's always borrowing the clothes and never giving them back, or using your makeup and getting ready at your place and never contributing. Like, that happens, and we just have to acknowledge it and say something. Because that drain on you without replenishment is going to be the hardest hole to dig yourself out of. When you give everything out and you expect someone to fill you back up and then they don't, it feels like they're leaving you for dead. And that it wasn't their choice, you know, because ultimately you gave, regardless of the situation, you chose to give yourself to them or give your whatever to them. And we just have to be more responsible about taking initiative and taking control of our actions. You know, we're adults now. And I don't think like anyone's ever like passed that torch to us. And that's the problem millennials have, is we were prepared for this world and built by our environment, knowing what to change and how to change it and how to make this our own. But the generations before us haven't passed the reins. And it's evident in our presidential election. Both candidates are over the age of 70 years old. And I'm not saying when they were 20 or 30, they had 20, 30-year-olds in the White House or in the Senate. But what they did have was a closer bond to tradition and understanding of how the world works and how it should be. The only thing that changed from now to then is the fact that they can't see the world in an updated view. They're running on the iPhone 3 when there's 5G, 6G about to roll out. And that's just a metaphor, but there's people who are still relishing in World War II, the Cold War, Vietnam. Shit, probably there's people who are affected by World War I because of their parents or their grandparents were so close to them. And we're living, we started running and just never stopped. And I think it's hard for people to understand, like, if you don't have a grasp of political history and our nation's true history, not the ones that they give you in school, but digging for yourself, reading actual released unclassified documents, diving into the world of geopolitics and understanding the fundamental system that governments and countries run on and how they're manipulated, you can't truly understand the way our lives are from the people who are sworn in to protect and serve us. So I think everyone has resources nowadays to educate themselves in areas where they might be lacking. And it's no one's responsibility but yours to fill those voids. You know, and I'm blessed. I'm lucky. Like, I've had a lot of tragic things happen in the past couple of years that allowed me time to heal, to think, to explore thoughts, to question everything, to revamp myself, to mentally die and be reborn again in a time where I can take the lessons from the past and apply them to the future and not get anxiety or depression from either one. Because I ultimately have a faith that regardless of the situation, the good will balance out the chaos. We're just on a pendulum swinging back and forth and swinging all around into different tastes and different viewpoints and outlooks, depending on who we have as a whole given our power to. So it's just, we're becoming tastemakers for people's ideals, given the shot to affect the many. And, you know, and we need to take it more seriously as people. You know, we'll go ahead and vote and write in and comment on music and movies and TV on Facebook, on memes or whatever. All the time, we'll get so invested in celebrities' lives and sports lives and even their deaths and their scandals. But we aren't paying that close attention to the people who actually affect our day-to-day. You know, the Amazons of the world, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Monsanto, Shell. Like, all the people who are clearly behind the scenes pushing political ventures for the gain of profit. While there's people like Elon Musk and others who are trying to perpetuate the human race forward. Not just their pockets, but people showing it through actions of their business model, not the philanthropy from having billions and being comfortable first. And that's where you have to respect Musk. Again, I'll bring him up. When he got that $180 million from PayPal, he could have easily just hedge funded it or invested it in ways where no one would have seen any gains for 10, 20, 30 years and just retired or innovated for himself and only do for what was right or for others, and then what would be financially gaining for him. But he put the human race first. He's trying to solve traffic with the Boring Company so people can spend more time with their families or doing something they want, not sitting in traffic. With SpaceX, he's trying to go to Mars in case we fuck this world up so bad we have no other home. Because he sees the reality of the control that we have here on Earth. Neuralink is going to replace and repair nerve damage for people that have lost feeling in their arms or legs or control and stuff like that. People with epilepsy and seizures and all kinds of things. He's making strides that he won't most likely see in his lifetime develop into their greatest form. Now, you could say Steve Jobs did something like that, but it was more vain for Apple and Steve Jobs. It was for Apple to become dominant, not the human race as a whole to become dominant. I mean, Elon Musk is making satellites that would have a high-speed network anywhere in the world. In the middle of the ocean, you'll have high-speed internet because of what he's trying to do. And that's what we have to think of. How can you be the best you? And it usually comes from serving others. It just feels good. It feels better to do something for someone out of love or out of compassion than even doing the most for someone because you want a thank you or you want praise or you want to be seen. And our bullshit meters are tuned. We know when someone's really out there for the movement and who really cares about whatever rights or whatever things they want to preach. Like, it shows, because it shows through their actions, through their character, how they talk off-channel when they're not on Facebook or Instagram. You know, when you have personal conversations with people, like, are you still talking about the same shit you're talking about online? And there's some people who never post anything like that. But then when you get to talk to them personally, like, they're way deeper. And that's the benefit of just having a no-judgment just zone in your mind. To where a place you can go in your mind where you cannot take the surface level film of people and really get deep into their layers of their mind and their thought process, the things they've been through and things that change them. You know, I mean, you can believe whatever you want happens after this life. Hopefully you experience things that give you an idea of what's on the other side. But regardless of that, you have to make the best of the time you have allowed to you now. I mean, suicide's at an all-time high. Depression's all-time high. Diseases are all-time high. And it just starts with your mentality. Your brain is the most powerful thing given to you. You can't buy it. You can't upgrade it through quick, easy measures. It takes time, it takes practice, it takes love, it takes pain, it takes understanding to morph the mind into what I think it was originally designed for. Because when you look at the world, we are just spitting images of everything. I mean, everything goes from macro to micro, all the way down from complete and full order to chaos. Like, there's just systems of like an administration system in a computer is like the outline of our existence. I mean, you can, if you watch animals long enough, you can see characteristics that humans have. If you look at the government, you can see characteristics that they stole from just a higher order of nature. When you look at an automobile being designed around the human body, like, there are so many things that are created and retrofitted from previous designs. So thinking about the origin of those designs, where did they stem from? You have no other choice but to believe that something, somewhere, at some time, created the very first system. And you can, I mean, you don't have to believe it was God, you don't have to believe it was Buddha or whoever, but you have to know that there is something more intelligent out there that are doing things at a scale that we were lucky enough to build off of that we didn't have to invent the wheel. You know, and that goes to show for everything that we have in 2020 right now. We don't have to reinvent the automobile. We just have to clean it up. We don't have to reinvent the plane. We just have to make it more efficient. You know, we don't have to reinvent Earth. But we may have to take everything we know about Earth now and apply it to a new planet. We might have to go to the moon and extract helium or space dust for something or what have you. We might have to grab onto an asteroid and mine for gold or other resources to replace lithium or to replace platinum or titanium when we deplete ours. Because we are not great at recycling. We're great at innovating, creating new, and then throwing it away to be useless. But we don't really keep things in the mix. If anything humans have done is we've broken the code of matter can never be created or destroyed. While it can't be, it can be wasted. And I don't think we ever accounted for that. We didn't account for landfills and dumping things in the sea and making new rather than repair. And we're going down a fine path of comfort and laziness that we're not afforded yet. We're not out of the hole. We are not free of all worry, of all challenges yet. We haven't excelled as a race that far. And I think it would do all of us a great favor to think about how, with the gifts that we were given, the knowledge that we have, the talents that we have, how can we contribute to the human race? If you want to start small, how can you contribute to your community, to your city, to your state, then your nation? And you build from there. It has to start somewhere. It just has to start with us individually, all together, in unison. You know, find people who encourage you. Find people who want to see you do better. Make new friends. Stop thinking everyone wants to have sex with you. Stop thinking everyone only wants you as a mate or as something to play with. Like, that's you fucking shit up. There are people out there who see your mind, they see your personality, and they vibe with it. They want it in their lives because you and them together could highly possibly breed a different way of being. We're so caught up with the superficial, meaningless bullshit that we can't see the gifts that are given to us. We are tamed and taught by people who barely understand the world they live in today.